This is the Business Opportunities Weekend Wrap-Up for November 20th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. We started off the week with news that the New York Times will begin publishing bestseller lists for ebook fiction and nonfiction in early 2011. The Times bestseller lists are arguably the definitive metric for success in the book publishing world. The addition of the two new lists points to the growing importance of ebooks. We also told you about the Socket. One part soccer ball, one part portable energy generator. 15 minutes of play with the ball powers a light for up to 3 hours. It was invented by 4 women students at Harvard. Tweezerman founder Dale LaMagna told us about how his company grew by being frugal with money and keeping stakeholders' interests at heart, and how you can start a business with just $500. For Shelley Davis, the secret to promoting a business on YouTube isn't making videos, it's talking to customers. She found that lots of African-American women had posted video blogs about choosing natural hair over braids, perms, or dreadlocks. She jumped into the comments sections of the blogs, offering advice and answering questions about her products. The tension has helped boost sales by 40% and pushed her 7-year-old company into profitability. Dollar Days and Superior Financial Group have teamed up to help small businesses receive SBA-backed loans. There's no collateral required to secure a loan, and it's possible to get funding within days of completing the online small business loan pre-qualifier application. There's no risk obligation, no repayment penalties or balloon payments, so the loans can be paid off at any time. If you're an expert in something, you can offer your advice online and turn that expertise into dollars. Michelle Gorman, owner of the Cookie Central Bakery, is one small business owner who has turned her expertise into dollars online. She has created hundreds of blog entries about how to build a business, run a bakery, and other helpful topics, and she continuously answers customers' direct questions through various social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Yelp. Because of Gorman's contributions, her listings are highly trafficked and generating more sales for her business. Mark McGinnis over at the99percent.com shared his productivity secret with us, the Post-it note. The Post-it contains his to-do list for today and today only. Because his day is limited size, McGinnis figures it makes sense to limit the size of his to-do list. If he can't fit the day's tasks on the Post-it note, he's not likely to fit them into the day. And finally, David Rees may well be the world's first and only artisanal pencil sharpener. For $15, he'll whittle one to a fine point and mail it back with a baggie of shavings and a certificate of authenticity. To date, roughly 80 litheads with a well-honed sense of irony have used the service. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.